Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Prepared for you. Then shall the King say unto them on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Matthew 25:34. In context, this wonderful promise may apply specifically to those living believers recognized as sheep by Christ when he returns to judge the nations, or Gentiles, at the end of the age. For them, he has prepared a wonderful kingdom in which they can fully serve their great King here on earth. The goats, on the other hand, will be sent away into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew 25:41. But we remember also that the Lord Jesus Christ has also prepared a mansion in heaven for his faithful disciples. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. John 14:2. He is, even now, preparing for us that glorious place. One day it will be fully prepared, and we shall see it when he brings it down from heaven, as John did in his great vision. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Revelation 21:2. It will indeed be a wonderful place of many mansions, and John describes some of its beauties in the Bible's last two chapters. But that is not all. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Therefore we can say with Paul, For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. He has indeed prepared a great eternal future for his redeemed children.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.